Corey Thunder Law es un basquetbolista profesional para los Harlem Globetrotters, Trotamundos de Harlem, el legendario equipo de exhibición que estará en Colombia durante este mes y que vuelve después de más de 20 años. Nuestro invitado es dueño de 9 títulos de Guinness World Records y es una de las grandes estrellas del espectáculo que puede brindar el baloncesto. Mr. Corey Thunder Law, welcome to W Radio in Colombia. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Gracias, it's a pleasure. Thank you.
Well, where are you right now?
I'm in California. I'm doing great.
You are in California. Thank you for taking our call in W Radio. La primera pregunta es para que los oyentes de la W lo conozcan. Él siempre quiso ser profesional y lo logró, pero ¿por qué se inclinó por el lado del espectáculo y los trucos y no, por ejemplo, por la NBA? Mr. Corey Thunder Law, why did you decide to be a pro of entertainment and tricks and not, for example, in the NBA? How was that decision when you were younger?
You know, growing up as a kid, we all have those dreams. When you're an athlete, you have the dream of playing on a professional level and make money doing so. You know, as a kid, I knew I wanted to play basketball. My goal was to just go to college for free. You know, I promised my mom that I would get a scholarship. And after that, I really didn't have many crazy dreams of playing professional basketball until I was reached out by one of the recruiters of the Harlem Globetrotters. And it was my best friend who convinced me to take that route. And it's a dream come true. It's like I'm living a double dream. I'm playing basketball, making money, doing something I love, but also I'm being able to touch so many lives all over the world. And that's a big passion of mine, is to be able to come in kids and families' lives and do things like that. So I could say I'm living a double dream.
Bueno, nos dice que está viviendo un doble sueño porque, claro, cuando era niño tenía el sueño de jugar como profesional, tenía el sueño de jugar pues en la NBA, pero al mismo tiempo quería vivir de eso y le prometió a su mamá que iba a ganarse una beca. Después todos esos sueños cambiaron en el momento en que en la universidad lo reclutó. De hecho, uno de los scouts de los Harlem Globetrotters y por eso terminó allí. Dice que está cumpliendo un sueño no solo porque juega básquetbol y le pagan por eso, sino porque además está ayudando a la gente, está poniendo sonrisas y está entreteniendo a las personas y eso realmente es lo que lo llena hoy. Okay, so let us know more about how did you get into the Harlem Globetrotters. ¿Cómo llega a los Harlem Globetrotters? They recruit you and what was next?
So it's everybody's story is pretty unique. The Globetrotters, they were recruiting me when I was in college. I graduated from High Point University in Central North Carolina. And after that, I was invited to be in the Final Four dunk contest. And it was a recruiter there for the Harlem Globetrotters. And that's where I was first seen. That's when I first talked to one of the recruiters named Al Clocker. Shout out to Al. I appreciate you, brother. And like I said, he reached out to me, but I really wasn't, you know, Globetrotters wasn't on my radar, I'll be honest. You know, like I said, I really didn't know much about them. I heard about them and like, you know, I've seen them play on TV and things like that, but it really wasn't on my radar. And then I found out they had an annual draft, which I don't think no one at the time really knew about the annual draft. And it's where they draft, you know, one or two maybe college players a year. And then they draft, you know, other like celebrities and things like that, people of goodwill. And in 2013, I was one of the players that was drafted. I still had to go through the same recruiting process, the same tryouts. I had to do all those things. And like, I wasn't like this first round draft pick that was automatically on the team. And they just gave me money right away. I still had to earn a spot. And that's my story. But like I said, everybody's story is so unique. Like I said, I'm living the dream now. I'm happy to be here 10 years later. I'm here doing an interview with some wonderful people in South America, and I cannot wait to come there and play because it's the Globetrotters. What I think we haven't been there in 16 years, so it's going to be very exciting. I can't wait.
Bueno, dice que lo reclutaron, como nos contaba, en la universidad. Él estudió en Central North Carolina, y allí pasó a un Final Four Dunk Contest. Y allí lo vio el reclutador. Después, dice que de todas maneras tuvo que pasar por el proceso normal, no solo de reclutamiento, sino el proceso de las pruebas, el proceso de las pruebas físicas, de las pruebas técnicas. Y ese draft anual que hacen los Globetrotters, pues casi nadie lo conocía. Él había escuchado de los Globetrotters, estaban en su radar. Y ellos reclutan dos jugadores al año, dos jugadores de las universidades. Y él fue uno de ellos en el año 2013. También reclutan pues gente famosa, gente para hacer caridad y para pues mover un poco el tema del espectáculo en el baloncesto. Ya regresamos con esta entrevista a Corey Thunder Law, un basquetbolista profesional para los Harlem Globetrotters, los trotamundos de Harlem que van a estar en Colombia durante este mes. Y vale la pena ir a ver este espectáculo familiar donde él y todos sus amigos van a estar haciendo trucos con el balón de baloncesto. Ya regresamos, estamos a contrarreloj. Seguimos hablando con Corey Thunder Law, basquetbolista profesional para los Harlem Globetrotters, legendario equipo de exhibición que va a estar en Colombia durante este mes y que vuelve después de más de 20 años. Nuestro invitado es dueño de 9 títulos de Guinness World Records y es una de las grandes estrellas del espectáculo que puede brindar el baloncesto. Let's talk about the team. Let's talk about the people in Colombia. Why is it worth going to see you? What can people expect in our country who have never seen the Harlem Globetrotters? How is going to be your show here in our country?
Oh, man, that's a great question. I cannot wait to answer that question. You just said, why should they come see me? Main reason is I'm on the team. Thunder Law is on the team. I'm the most handsome Globetrotter of all time. That's what my mom said, and I'm sticking to that. But we have some world-class athletes. We have some of the greatest dunkers in the world, some of the greatest shooters in the world. You know, it's a family, wholesome, fun, entertainment show. It doesn't matter if you're 9 years old or 90 years old. It doesn't matter if you like basketball or you don't. You can come to a Harlem Globetrotter and Harlem Globetrotters game and leave smiling and happy. And I guarantee you will come back after you see our show. This year is very unique. We're about spreading game. I mean, we've been all over the country. I personally, myself, at the end of this year, I probably would have played in about 20 countries this year. And that's great, you know, being at the climate that we were in for the last couple years. You know, the show, I mean, it hasn't been much live entertainment. And it'll be great for the people to come out and have some fun with their families and smile a lot. I can't wait to get there.
Bueno, yo le preguntaba que por qué valdría la pena ir a verlos. ¿Qué puede esperar la gente en Colombia, los oyentes de la W, que nunca los han visto? Y nos dice, bueno, primero me van a ver a mí, bromea un poco, dice, soy el Globetrotter más apuesto, por lo menos eso dice mi madre, pero ya hablando en serio, dice, tenemos a unos de los mejores tiradores, tenemos a los mejores dunkers, esos que se suben al aro, que hacen cestas espectaculares, dice que es un show familiar, que seguramente, y él está seguro de que la gente, no importa si le gusta o es experta o no en el baloncesto, pero van a poder ver un gran espectáculo y garantiza que van a querer volver porque realmente es un show maravilloso y que vamos a tener la oportunidad de disfrutarlo en Colombia. Well, when you see your videos, your records, your tricks, we see that you can do something that many of us would like to do. That is flying. Describe to us, please, how does it feel to fly?
Oh, man, it never gets old. I can remember my first dunk. I think I was about 11 years old when I first dunked. And I remember that feeling, just having it like, wow, I can do this. And like, everybody's wanting to watch me and do this. And that's what kept me really in basketball, being that I could able to do something like a lot of people can't do. So it's an amazing feeling. And to be able to share that gift that I was blessed with to so many people and change lives with just being able to dunk at basketball, it's amazing. You know, now I'm getting a little bit older, you know, the 46-inch verticals, it's still over 40, but, you know, I got some guys on my team that's doing even crazier things. We got a guy named Xavier. You're going to get to see a guy named Xavion Scott Jackson. And some of the things he does with the basketball is just unbelievable. You have to see it to believe it. I mean, he's won several dunk contests. I think he's one of the best dunkers in the world. He's my favorite dunker in the world. And he's not really tall, so that's what makes it very unique to see him defy gravity. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Like I said, you want to see some slam dunks. It's definitely a must-see show. We have some great basketball players as well that just gets it done. I mean, we got guys that's competed in the March Madness Sweet 16, guys that's played in the NBA, you know. So like I said, we just all out here finding our way and giving good basketball while making you smile.
Mr. Corey Thunder Law, thank you very much for your time here with us on W Radio Colombia. Welcome to our country, and we hope you have fun, because for sure we will. Good luck and have a nice day.
Thank you, my friend. See you soon.
Bueno, mi última pregunta era, pues, cuando vemos sus videos, sus récords, sus trucos, vemos que puede hacer algo que muchos quisiéramos hacer, y eso es volar. Y le pedí que nos describiera qué se siente volar. Él simplemente dijo que es increíble y que lo que más le gusta, como ya lo ha repetido varias veces durante esta entrevista, es compartir ese regalo, ese regalo que le fue dado y compartirlo con las personas en este espectáculo de los Globetrotters. Él dice que a los 11 años recuerda que fue pues la primera vez que hizo un dunk. Dunk, pues como ustedes podrán saber, es ese arte de levantarse y encestar en el aire el balón de básquet. Y él recuerda mucho ese momento, pero sobre todo lo que le gusta es compartir con la gente. Dice que ya se está volviendo mayor, que ya no es tan fácil hacer lo que hacía antes, pero que en su equipo hay un hombre que es espectacular haciendo eso. Su nombre es Xavien Sky, le dicen Sky Jackson, y que es impresionante lo que él puede hacer con un balón de baloncesto. Hace cosas locas, es su dunker favorito y también lo vamos a poder ver aquí en Colombia. Nos invita nuevamente al show, dice que va a ser entretenido, que él quiere compartir ese regalo que le han dado y que sin duda pues están todos invitados a ver este espectáculo, a los Harlem Globetrotters. Ahí lo escuchaban ustedes, una leyenda, un gran hombre, Corey Thunder Law. Este basquetbolista profesional es dueño de 9 títulos de Guinness World Records y una de las grandes estrellas del espectáculo en el baloncesto. Yo soy Luis Fernando Zambrano, me despido desde la redacción de deportes. Recuerden que ustedes están escuchando Contrarreloj.